Who can save the day?
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 847-475-1590. Is that music still playing there, Ben? I'm barely hearing it. No? Okay. All right. Never mind. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. And in the first hour, we're going to have the Mighty House Tip of the Week. Second hour, we've got Clutter Clarity. And in the third hour, we'll have the gardening segment, Crosstalk. Oh, I need to bring the phones over here, don't I? Mm-hmm. And then with Mike Novak and Peggy Malecki. So, always close the show up with a little gardening talk or whatever you want to call that at the end of the show.
Crosstalk.
Yeah, just a basic crosstalk, but we sprinkle it with some gardening stuff in there, I guess. So Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube page. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go. Hang on one second here, because I need to turn this up just a little bit more, I think. There we go. There we go. Good. Okay. Excellent. Mucho better.
Better?
Whoa! No, that's too loud. Okay, there we go.
Too loud?
Yeah, there we go. Excellent. There. I like it now.
I like it.
So.
Hi, Richie.
Good morning, Robbie.
I started chatting with Rich this morning and didn't finish setting up in here, as you can tell. The stuff is not sitting where it belongs.
You know, I thought that was Ben's job.
Ben's job?
Oh, he's like, no, not my job.
No, he says, I do not do that. It's up to me to come in and set this all up.
What's going to happen on August 5th? Who's going to set it all up?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, the whole thing is a very good question. Let's just say the whole thing scares me.
We're going to have to brief Ben on this. Maybe he can bring in about three other people to help him out on that day.
I mean, this whole thing. I can do this.
Right.
That's all I can do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You got to drive the boat.
No, does Ben even know?
No, I haven't. We can't tell him now because then he'll be sick that day.
Yeah.
We can't. You know, we got to drop it on him the day before. Although we did talk to Chuck, and he knows about it. So. Yeah. We're all good there.
Yeah, we are all good.
Rich and I will be having fun.
Mm-hmm.
That show, you want to say what's happening August 5th?
No, I don't. But how come when I go on vacation, I have to bring the show with me on a computer and sit in a bedroom somewhere and
hide?
That's because you do it for like, you go on vacation for like 3 weeks.
Whatever.
When you see, Robbie, when you do something, you're all in. So that means, you know, when you leave for a month, that's why you have to take that.
Fudge buckets.
Yeah. See, exactly.
So what's up?
I don't know. It's been a crazy week. We haven't had any rain up here. I think it's all hitting Florida.
Okay.
And
well, it's so stupid. They said this is the most rain we've ever had not associated with a hurricane. And I'm like, it is associated with a hurricane. It was the one that was in the Pacific. And it cut through the south side of Mexico.
Right.
Across the Gulf. And we got 19 inches of rain between Monday and Wednesday.
So
there was a little bit of road flooding and stuff, but it It's an island. It just runs off. So, doggone.
So was that like a tropical depression that came across then? Is that what they're calling it? Or
yeah, something like that. It was actually more like a straight line by the time it got here. So then, you know, that low pressure moved out. So now the high pressure that's taken its place. So there was a squall line that came from the Keys up north.
Mm-hmm.
So that just passed this morning. So it's supposed, but it's our rainy season. This is what it does.
It's supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, I mean, a couple hours every day, and then it gets nice and toasty and humid, so it's all good.
You run back inside.
Yeah. Well, this year's different. See, I've been down here, what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
And I've never been bit by a mosquito here, because they spray and everything.
Okay. You've never been bit by a mosquito? There.
Not down here.
Yeah. How about those no-see-ums?
Those get you.
Yeah.
Those get you.
But I thought people were making
never
that up.
Mosquitoes. What?
No see-ums.
Sand fleas.
No see-ums.
They're sand fleas.
That's what people... No see-ums.
Oh.
You don't see them.
You can't see them, but you get bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, one of the things is, you know, I'm sure you heard about the Zika thing last year, you know, Miami and
right.
all that. So the Zika virus and the mosquitoes and that. So, again, talking about government, they had the brilliant idea to change the insecticide, so they sprayed the hell out of the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
And they killed off all the dragonflies, all the honeybees.
Uh-huh.
They killed off just about anything with six legs.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't tell anybody they were about to spray, so like the beekeepers didn't have a chance to cover their hives, things like that. That was last year. And, of course, you don't hear nothing about that on the news, and the beekeepers are probably all broke and bankrupt. And you can't, you know, obviously we need that for pollinating orange trees.
Right.
Anyway, so dragonflies eat mosquitoes. So we don't see dragonflies anymore. You know what I mean? But so up until this year, it's been great. This morning, it's 75 degrees and I've got long pants on, long sleeve shirt. The only thing that was exposed was the back of my hands and my neck, and I got chewed up this morning.
Wow.
They're swarms. It's like, it's crazy. So I got to get spraying again. But that's my problem.
Uh-huh. You need more bats, and you need to bring in some bats, and then you need to bring in some more dragonflies.
I totally agree. It's all good.
They'll take care of it. So, excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
We're getting an echo.
Do you still get any echo?
No, now we're good. So.
Yeah, I did it to you.
Oh, you did it?
It is. Watch.
Okay. No, it's not working. No, it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. No, Ben fixed it.
That's I hit my cough button, so, okay.
Oh, is that what you were doing? Okay. Well, one thing that I did catch this week, I didn't get much posted up on Facebook. I'm going to assume we were all like slammed busy this week, but there is a new pizza oven by GE Monogram. So if your oven's not good enough to make a pizza in, they now have a specific pizza oven that you can install in your kitchen to make pizzas. So that's been down there in Rich in Florida, if it's been a big deal, but building the oven, building the pizza oven outside on your patio, that's been all the rage up here the past couple of years.
We do the outdoor living areas and outdoor kitchens, and we keep talking about doing pizza ovens. The only one, it's not big here, but the people that do it do go all out.
Yeah.
And of course the Chicagoans mostly,
yeah,
you know, cause I think this part of Florida's got the witness protection program cause there's, you know, New York delis everywhere. And I really, it's funny. We went to a New York pizza place yesterday and I ordered a sandwich cause I'm looking at the pizza going, yeah, that's not pizza. You know what I mean? That whole Chicago versus New York thing.
Right. Exactly.
It's hilarious. And I'm like, and you cut it into those little stupid wedges. Like, oh, there's no corners.
Right.
Don't want wedges.
No wedges. Don't need no stinking wedges.
Don't want no stinking wedges. I need corners.
Don't make me do it.
What'd you say, Ben? Okay. See, Ben's cutting us off now. So, you,
up here, that's, you know, outside living space. You build your little kitchenette, and then you have the stone pizza oven that's mm-hmm. wood-fired. And so you got to heat up the oven and stuff and cook it that way. But, of course, if you need to do it in your house now, you can always – and the oven you've got isn't good enough. You can GE Monogram right. makes a pizza oven specifically for that. So it's pretty
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, and its MSRP was just a squidge under 10 grand.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that? What you playing, Ben?
All of your clients, Rich, are like, you
okay,
know,
we're
million
out of
dollars.
We'll be back.
Maybe get some flooring, stuff like that.
This is Mighty House.
Man.
Yes, I am.
I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting
very good
at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. Four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots. I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working
man.
I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And something
that's
about a newsletter. What's the newsletter thing here?
Oh, you know, the Mighty House newsletter. You could sign up for it by going to MightyHouse.net, search around on the homepage. And there's probably a link there that says sign me up.
Yeah, if you go to the contact us section. So, Ben, when I talk off to the side like this, you can't hear it anymore, huh? Yeah. It sounds a little different. So
a little off.
They rebuilt the mics this weekend, so or this past week. So now we're good.
Oh, so now they're directional mics.
Yeah. He's got them a lot tighter, so you got to be talking right into them again. Kind of like what we're used to.
Yeah, that was always funny because you just turn your head a little and it was like it sounded like you walked into another room.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Like, nope, head forward. Strap it on.
That's right. That's right. All right. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. 847-475-1590. If you give us a call, you have a chance to win those Mr. Floor cleaning products. There you go. And let's go to line two for the Will Report. Hey, Will, how you doing? Thanks
Good morning,
for hanging
guys.
On.
Morning, Will.
Two interesting things this week, both the same day, both of them dealt with foundations. My morning inspection was a ranch house, a flip in Chicago, and, you know, your typical 1949 brick structure ranch with an added addition on the back, which mm-hmm. they extended the kitchen and the dinette area into. And I'm usually skeptical of those because usually what they do is they enclose an existing back porch,
right.
And you're not supposed to have porch as a living space.
Right.
But this had brick knee walls, the reclaimed Chicago brick knee walls, and what looked like a foundation. But I looked a little closer, and it turns out that they still had the forms on the foundation, which were 2x6s. And I pulled back the 2x6, and I dug down, and the foundation was basically like 5-6 inches just of sidewalk. And they put the brick on it. So needless wow. to say, that deal did not go through. No permits pulled, of course.
Right, right.
And then later in the afternoon... did a two-unit Chicago over by Malcolm X College.
Over by there?
Pardon? Yeah,
hey,
over
there.
Over by there?
And it was built in 1888, and it had a rubble stone foundation.
Excellent.
And they had parched the foundation, you know, just put mortar over it on the inside and stuff. And it was in pretty darn good condition.
Uh-huh.
One little teeny area with some seepage. They had put in internal drain tiles and a gutter system, so that was nice, although I would have liked to have seen them put on the outside because the water's still coming through the foundation. So that's the tale of two foundations in the city.
Right.
And it's very interesting what these people try to get away with the flips. And
oh, yeah.
Then the old buildings, thank God someone actually took care of it and knew what they were doing while they were fixing it and repairing it over the years.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, those old rubble, you know, the cobblestone foundations, they work pretty good.
Yeah.
And
just a bunch of old flagstone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it works pretty cool. So, I don't usually shy away from those when people ask me about them. As long as they're stable and standing in place and tuck pointed correctly, they'll stay there a long time. It's hard to keep the water out, you know, with those issues, but, you know, that's normal with
it. That's why you sort of plan for it.
Right, yeah.
Well, you know, in that area, too, it's a low water table when you got sand soil, so you got pretty good drainage, so
yeah.
You're not going to have that much seepage.
Exactly. Well, cool. Excellent. So,
no problem.
And then where did you also posted a picture on Facebook of, you didn't do that. That was Jeff that posted that.
The medicine cabinet,
yes.
Or the mirror, yeah.
So, let real quick.
I posted one with there was a bathroom exhaust fan and a dryer vent going in.
Yeah, that was a nice post, too. That seriously a dryer vent tied into I assume the plumbing stack?
And both
but
of
where
them
was that? Because that looked like the black PVC.
That was a friend of mine who did that. It wasn't mine. It was
okay.
The ABS.
So it wasn't local then, because that's none of that's not legal anywhere around
Wisconsin.
Here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But and anytime you see in a house, you see that slinky with aluminum foil on it for a dryer vent or for a bathroom exhaust vent or something. There's really no use for that kind of vent in a house.
Right.
The dryer vents, they start fires because they catch lint and. You stick it up an attic and it's not insulated and you get condensation from the bathroom exhaust fan.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, Will, when we do when we finish a house and we get a home inspection done on them for the buyer, or the buyer gets it done, but nobody ever seems to complain about the dryer vents down here.
Yeah.
But the architects always draw the laundry room on the inside of the house, never putting a dryer on an exterior wall. So then we have to use one of those wall buckets.
Yeah.
And, you know, so dryer vent goes all the way up through the roof.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm like, to this day, it just blows my mind. Like, are you guys that stupid trying to push that up?
It's strange.
You know what I mean? And
the thing I learned early on was there's a lot of things that are really cheap to fix, but they're very, very dangerous if you don't. Like dryer vents, like no anti-tip bracket on the stove. Just little teeny things that you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks.
I managed to fix the dryer vent problem, though, because I don't use combustion dryers anymore. I only use the condensing dryers.
Cool. Those are good.
So they don't have to be vented outside.
Yeah.
They don't have to be vented at all. But it's just silly stuff, what you see.
Excellent.
Anyway, have a good one, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks, Will.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks, Will.
See ya.
So how are those condensing? I heard those condensing dryers aren't working very well.
I don't know. I haven't had any complaints. I don't own one. I think what it is they take longer. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
It's not that it doesn't work. It's, and the other side of that is we started doing it even before I moved down here. You know, we were putting a lot of laundry rooms. We're putting in one washer and two dryers.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously you can wash clothes twice as fast as you can dry them.
Yep.
So, you know, but most of our big ones, we're putting in two washers, two dryers, you know, stacking them.
Right.
Which is funny because if you're buying a $7 million house, I'm pretty sure you got somebody doing laundry.
Yeah, and it's just a vacation home, too, so you're just in and out.
Exactly. It's like all this stuff is just for show.
You need it for towels, really.
Yeah.
That's probably all you need.
I don't disagree. It's crazy.
All right. Let's go to line 3, 847-475-1590, and let's go to Richie on 3. Hey, Richie, you're on Mighty House.
Yeah, listen, I'm putting a glass block window in the house. It's like 54 by 36. Now, I called you guys a while back because my window now is those 1 foot squares, and they're all popping. I got 9 or 10 of them that actually popped, and you said it was because of the weight. Right. So I ordered the new window, which is 8x6 with a vent. My question is this. What's the difference between mounting it flush with the graystone on the outside or on, like on the side of the building, they have it flush with the common brick? This one was set back about probably 8 inches. Can I bring it out and make it flush with the graystone in the front?
Sure. You have a steel lintel in there, right?
What's that?
There's a steel lintel, like a beam, a steel beam that goes across to hold the brick up in that spot?
There's no steel beam at the top. There's just a row of bricks.
Oh, really? Okay. See, and that is that cracking at all, or is that nice and solid, all the mortar joints?
You know, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are you guys...
He was dancing there, Richie.
Are the mortar joints all tight, or are they cracking and loosening up?
No, they're tight.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, you could go ahead and set that brick veneer, you know, that glass block right flush with the brick veneer. You'll be okay.
It'll be okay being flush with the outside.
Yeah.
You're actually better being flush because when you got common brick, they're like sponges, so you can actually get that, you know, done a little.
Pull the mic away.
What are you talking about?
Your mic, your little, yeah, there you go.
Overmodulating for you?
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, pull the glass block out to the front. That'll keep a brick from absorbing so much moisture.
Yep.
Yeah. No, the side of the house with the common brick, they're flush.
Oh, right.
The ones in the front are set back.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could do that, you know, if you want to. Once you slide that, when you take that window out, you're going to find out maybe that it's framed differently or, you know, why they did that. But in most cases, you can pull that out flush with your brick veneer, your stone veneer, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, give me a little bit more room in the window on the inside.
Yeah, and then you've got like a little windowsill inside.
Right. Well, a big window. Right now I got about a foot.
Yeah.
It would be like 18 inches would be cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it'll be different, and it'll help, like Rich said, keep the water out.
All right, cool.
All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Richie.
Thanks, Richie.
All right, bye. Yes?
Yeah. Good morning.
She just raises her hand.
I know.
Yes, so because I pulled up an article and it kind of talks about water.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So actually the article is 10 home repairs that can break the bank and things that you could maybe have done in advance. And so, you know, throughout the morning I can refer to some of these and we could discuss them.
Okay.
So... water is a killer. It seeps through concrete, settles in basements, sprouts mold, and empties wallets. The very worst thing that water can do is weaken your foundation, causing the foundation walls to crack, settle, and spread havoc to the rest of the house. The cost of repairing and sealing a busted foundation can start at $10,000 and can go as high as $40,000. The best way to avoid this is, and we'll talk about that after the break.
Oh, look at you.
Oh.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at
MrFloor.com.
She's here. What's that? Mocking me or mimicking me? Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, mimicking.
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 I know he just gave the number, but we're going to talk about 10 home improvement repairs that can break the bank and things that we could do in advance. So I just want to give out the phone number again. 847-475-1590. I know it's early, people. Believe me, of everybody who knows, I know. It's early. But if you have questions, I have experts. Yeah. I do. They're like in my pocket. I walk around with little experts in my pocket, in my hip pocket. Take them out when I need to.
That's your cell phone?
Yes.
With the Google?
No, with your phone numbers.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Ron Cowgill, he's not answering. Rich Cowgill, he's ignoring me. Anyway, the best way to avoid...
block your calls.
I was wondering about that. I really was, Rich. The best way to avoid...
Because all the Illinois calls that come up are all crank calls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, including the ones from Robbie. Those are crank calls, too.
I just made the leap.
Nice. While he's drinking his coffee, I'll talk now because I've tried to say this twice already.
Okay, so say it again.
What?
What are you doing?
No, this is what he does. He tells me, during the break, he's like, say that sentence again. Just so that you can cut me off twice in a row. Do you want to try for three?
Let's go ahead. Go.
The best way to avoid this extremely costly repair is to go to the phones. We'll get to it.
We got to start that whole thing over, I think.
Go to the phones.
No, it's got 10 of them. We haven't got through the first.
Here's the problem. Robbie tries to do this, and we're just going to be derailing her the entire show now. So that's what's going to end up happening. Let's go to Jeff in Chicago, I believe. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, Ron, Robbie, Rich.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you like my genius flipper photo, huh? With the electric panel above the sink in the bathroom?
Yes. That, at first I went, oh, that's cool. And then I went, I don't want to service that panel. So,
I've actually never seen it over a sink like that, but it's not unusual whatsoever to see people bury them. And I don't get it. I mean, it's a mechanical thing, and it's probably a mechanical room. So they probably did they have a closet all around the furnace too then?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because right off the other side of that was a louvered door that serviced the water heater and the heater.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's because that's what it is. Everybody wants this finished basement, and it's like, why? I mean, there's a reason. If you don't have the mechanicals there, put them somewhere else. But
yeah, and we're all gas up here, so in Chicago, you're not allowed to have fuel burning appliances off a bedroom or bathroom,
right?
Without it being all air from outside, weather strip, self closing door, blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, that's why it's funny, because I always get in these little post arguments like with Will, because. I said, well, it's perfectly fine if you're not getting inspections, and my point is, if you're not pulling permits or hiring somebody that gives a damn, if you're doing it yourself and you don't care, then that's what you end up with, and you always got Will coming back. No, NEC doesn't allow that anywhere. I'm like, right. I know that was my point, and it's, so I always go back and forth with those, but I get it.
Well, Will is a little code head.
No, really? Come on.
Yeah, about it.
I had a lady ask me the other day, she goes, are these basement stairs to code? I said, which code?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I said, I have no idea. I said, they're wide. They have a handrail. They're not uneven. They have the proper length and run. I said, there's no safety issues here. I said, are they to code? I said, I have no idea.
Well, it also depends on when the code was. I mean, even some bad stairs met code when they were built.
Right.
Oh, sure.
The codes have progressed so much that do they meet current code?
No.
Oh, yeah, but
there is the question. That's it.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Cool.
And as far as dryer ducts, those little foil ones. There is one that's made.
I'm sorry. Dryer what?
Dryer ducts.
Exactly. I mean, do you take them out when you put the clothes in? Do you put them in the bathtub or something when?
Yeah. You should clean them every now and then.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't think anybody's listening. To prove that you are, 847-475-1590. Because I can just go on and on about dryer ducts. They're awfully cute. They get really fluffy in the dryer. But personally, I don't think that you should keep them in there. Maybe you should call them bathtub ducts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Jeff.
Do you just run them on fluff, Robbie? Yeah.
That's the best ever. The best ever.
All right.
But anyway,
yes,
one of those are made, the foil ones. They're made and they're, approved, UL listed.
Mm-hmm.
For a dryer transition duct. They're not to be routed vertically. They're only to transition from the dryer to the metal pipe.
So you're not supposed to string it across the basement, up through the wall, and then across the attic and out?
No.
No? Okay. And just let them dangle across there so they're not even pulled tight?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't have a sneeze button.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So
no.
I don't either. It goes to all kinds of crazy stuff when I turn it on.
Yeah, the problem is they have a label on them, but the labels always come off, so you can never tell. So we as home inspectors, we write them up every day unless I see a UL listed label, which usually falls off. So.
Yeah, because you can't. How do you put that? Unless it was stamped onto the aluminum foil when they made it.
And I've written them several letters telling them to stamp them or do something or run a red line through them or something or identify them somehow. But
exactly.
Fallen on deaf ears. So.
Of course. So.
What?
Anyway.
What was that middle part?
What?
Yeah. It goes right along with your hot water heater, eh?
Yeah, there you go.
Zing.
Why are you heating hot water? I don't get it.
Yeah. And Robbie, you can call me anytime if they don't want to call you. If they don't want to take your calls.
You know, you might come to regret that.
It's, yeah. Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's always an emergency.
Jeff,
you haven't met my family. It's
Bring
always an emergency.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Give us that. Give us the top 10 that you started before the break.
Oh, now.
Now we want.
Now.
It. Now we want.
Okay.
It. Yeah.
This is an article about 10 home repairs that can seriously break the bank and things that perhaps you could have done to prevent these problems.
Okay. Like not buy the house.
Okay. Water is a killer. It seeps through concrete, settles in basements, sprouts mold, and empties wallets. The very worst thing that water can do is weaken your foundation, causing the foundation walls to crack, settle, and spread havoc to the rest of your house. The cost of repairing and sealing a busted foundation can start at $10,000 and can go as high as $40,000.
Or more.
The best way to avoid this extremely costly repair is to keep water far away from the foundation. Hello? When a home is constructed, the ground around the foundation should slope slightly away from the house. If not, rainwater will pool around the foundation and exploit any structural weaknesses to seep its way into the house.
That's the moat that goes around your castle.
If you see standing water where the house meets the ground, consider applying soil to create the right slope.
No. You still want to have 8 inches of concrete foundation or your foundation exposed from the ground to where your siding or your brick start. You still want to... 8 inches there. So if you build that up and you reduce that, or what I see a lot of people do, they put the dirt up too high, and now the dirt's actually higher than the foundation. So, yeah, you now have the correct slope, but the moisture that gets into the ground, you're up above there, it will still run into the house. So you want to make sure that your grade
is
still below.
You get insects and all that. Yeah, you have to have the grade below. Absolutely.
So top of foundation, 8 inches down, that's where the ground starts. So a lot of times what we end up doing is digging a moat all the way around the house, you know, come out about 2 to 3 feet, and then we put in landscape timbers to hold back the yard, and then that way that can be recessed properly. Drain tile goes down in there, and that usually solves that problem. So you have to be careful. You can't just push dirt up against the house and say, okay, there, I'm done.
I need to read you every single article on the internet. And then have you discuss them. So again, 847-475-1590.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, when they came out with all of those cinder blocks, or not blocks, but the concrete blocks for retaining walls?
Yes.
Well, everybody went, wow, that's perfect. I'll just throw 3 rows of those out in front of my house, throw some dirt in there, and then I'll have this beautiful retaining wall. And they bury the bottom 3 courses of brick.
Yes.
And then we get a heavy rain, and they wonder why they got water and mud coming into their basement. It's like, because you covered the weep holes.
Yeah.
Just
can you explain
it
what weep
mean
holes
you
are?
Use it.
That's where people cry and the water comes. I've got 2 weep holes right here.
What are weep holes?
Those are tear ducts. Weep holes are in the bottom row of your brick to allow moisture to escape. Weep holes.
Right here. I got one. See right here on this side of my head? And there's another weep hole right here.
No, they're all on the same side of your head. The front side of your head. Can you imagine if you had one
but
here?
On one
here,
side of my nose
here,
and on the other side
here.
Of my nose.
What's a weep hole, Rich? I'm going to call Jeff and say, what's a weep hole?
I told you it's the space in the bottom course of brick to allow moisture to escape.
Hey, Robbie.
Shush.
Shush. You only got 2.5 hours left with us.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Clogged gutters and downspouts are also trouble spots. Make sure that rainwater can flow easily from the roof into the gutters, down the downspouts, and away from the house. A simple solution is to add downspout extensions that discharge water 5 to 10 feet from the foundation.
Or preferably to the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, right. No, actually, the 5 to 10 feet seems a little excessive, but, yeah. You know, 4 to 5 feet, is like 4 foot is a good one. Because if you have proper pitch on your grade, then even if you only had 2 foot extensions, it should be enough.
Right, and then you hit them with the lawnmower, or if you live in the city of Chicago, the gangway's only...
You trip at them.
Yeah, the gangway's only 3 feet wide, so...
Gangway!
Okay.
That's why they were named gangways.
Oh. So...
Gangway!
Yeah. Ben, help us.
People don't know what a gangway is if you don't live in Chicago, so you have to say, gangway!
We got a big day tomorrow.
It's a big day. Doing what?
Well... actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're gonna go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that.
This is Mighty House.
That sound you hear is my time machine letting me know it's time to return to our own world.
This is your talk, WCGO.
Hang on.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. What's this newsletter thing, Rich?
You can sign up for the Mighty House newsletter by going to MightyHouse.net. Click on the contact page and sign up for our newsletter. All it does is one simple newsletter each week to let you know what's coming up on the show.
Yep, and a interesting email that we got during the week. We'll post up something like that, a little interesting topic thing.
Yeah, always an email of the week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stuff like that.
So we've been sending that out since we moved. So I don't know, it was probably 12 weeks at least I've been sending that out every week.
Yep.
And that was an interesting email yesterday. The guy who appreciated receiving it because he hadn't heard us. So I don't know how, just the first time he opened it.
Yeah.
He didn't realize. I guess it takes time.
He didn't realize we moved. All right.
Gangway!
Ow. Okay. Say that again?
If you don't live in Chicago.
You should put the headphones on so you don't.
Yeah.
If you don't live in Chicago or haven't lived here, you probably don't know what a gangway is.
Okay.
Some people say it came from...
That's where the gangs hang out.
The expression saying, gangway, which means get out of the way, make way, get out of the way. So it's like a raised platform or a walkway between two buildings.
Okay.
It's a gangway.
Right.
Gangway. Maybe because Chicago, all the houses are so close together.
Right.
It's like a little sidewalk. Gangway. Goodbye. I'm leaving.
No, you can't leave yet.
I have a smoke in my car while Rich is talking.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
I might start.
We're going to make her start. Are you ready, Rich?
I'm good.
Okay, Sparky.
Beautiful. So this week's tips on prioritizing your home improvements. So it's summer now. You have no rain. There's all things we need to do around our homes. So some are simple maintenance, some are repairs, and some are more like home improvements. So each of these should be approached in a different way that'll get you the most bang for your buck. And there's a definite order that these things should be done. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've gone into to do a kitchen or bathroom model, and I'm sure this happened to you, Ron. And while walking down the basement stairs to go look at stuff, the prospect, you know, they can't wait to show you the basement they just finished remodeling.
Yeah.
And all I can think about is how much more it's going to add to the job, because now I got to rip the basement ceiling down. You know, I have no way to get the plumbing or the electric over to the remodel, so to speak. I'm like, your order is so screwed up. If you knew you wanted to do your kitchen or bathroom, you should have done those before you put a penny in the basement.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to trash it.
Yep.
But it gets a little frustrating. So anyway,
remodel top down, remodel top down. There you go.
So the first thing you need to do is create an inventory. And what I mean is an inventory of tasks. So like in one column, place maintenance items, things like painting, you know, painting lawn furniture, draining the water heater, cleaning the gutters. Those are just simple maintenance items. So you want to put them in a list. Then you want to list the next list is your repairs, you know, broken lock on the back door, the lights in the attic not working, maybe the bath faucet's dripping. So you want to put them on a list. And then finally, you have your home improvements, which are bigger price tags, like the new HVAC system, insulating the attic, or a new garage door, right? Mm-hmm. So those are going to cost more, a little more involved. Now, don't feel bad if your maintenance list looks a little long. They're always too long. I know mine's always growing. Never gets anything off of it.
Yeah, I looked up
after you
I looked up at the soffits yesterday. I went, oh, there's more work.
So after you complete your list, start assigning numbers to the tasks. So for example, on the maintenance list, I would clean the gutters first because they can lead to major roof and foundation problems.
Yep.
I would then work on the water heater. So it lasts for years, but you know, so then you can paint the lawn furniture if you still feel like it. You know what I mean? Like, painting the lawn furniture is not a high priority. It might be to the boss, but to me, it's cleaning the gutters takes precedence. So,
right.
In my repairs, they'd go something like this. I'd fix the lock on the back door because obviously I don't want somebody walking in, right?
Well, wait.
Then I'd fix.
Wait. What are the locks for, though?
Keep honest people out.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh, geez.
Bad people, they will come in no matter what. Well, I always like the fact people buy these big glass doors.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to have a deadbolt. Like, really? You got enough glass, I can walk an elephant through it, you know? But at least you feel better. You got a deadbolt on it.
Yeah.
You got a deadbolt on it. You got a
the
deadbolt.
Deadbolt's on
so
it.
The elephant can walk through the door. He might get like a couple shreds of glass in him. Maybe it's shard shreds. I don't know. He could walk right through that door.
Right through it.
No, that's
right
going to be. What? You, if it's got
I'm
a
sorry,
deadbolt,
were you talking?
It's
I wasn't
tempered
listening.
Glass.
I wasn't
it's tempered
listening.
Tempered glass.
Temper yourself.
So then you want to fix the faucet because that's dripping and that's just wasting water. And then finally you can go fix the attic light because really nobody goes up in the attic anyway, so you don't need it.
Put an LED bulb up there. You'll never change it again.
Right. But when it comes to home improvement, you want to consider the cost and ROI or return on investment. And that's a little trickier. So with the examples I gave, let's say you need a new HVAC system. You're thinking insulation in the attic and you want a new garage door. Well, I'll tell you right now, you're better off doing the air sealing and insulation than the garage door before you do the HVAC system, because the HVAC system is not going to work very effective or efficiently if you have all the air leakage, right? So we always go back to that over and over and over. So you could actually spend less money doing air sealing and insulation and replacing the drafty garage door, and you probably your HVAC system is going to work much more efficiently, and you'll be more comfortable, and you'd save probably half the money.
Yeah, and then maybe you don't need to replace the heating system. And if you still
exactly.
do, that money will save you down the road as you upgrade your
But yeah, you get a high-efficiency system, and now it's going to be even better. So so this is the least expensive path to go over and, you know, and time, and you don't – so if you don't do it, you're just wasting your time on the – or your energy on the HVAC system. So pretty simple. Make your lists, then assign the numbers.
Check it twice.
And then just check it twice, right? Now, the last thing I would say is take the three lists and then throw them away.
What?
So,
wait, you just made us do all this work, and now you want us to throw it away?
Well, here's the reason is you don't want the boss to see them, because if you do, you're doomed. You'll have to be working on it.
I'm going
to
throw you away.
And if you leave them around, it's clutter. And, you know, we can't have that laying around. So just take those lists, throw them
away.
That's my clutter clarity. Just throw them away.
I'm talking about paper clutter, and you're talking about it.
So you take that list, you put it on the refrigerator with the magnet, right, next to all the pictures?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
And it goes right on the refrigerator.
No.
We was at like a flea market or something, and Gina got a cutout of a hammer, and somebody had glued a clip on it, you know, a clothespin.
Yeah.
And it says honeydew list on the hammer.
Right.
And I actually fixed that by not ever hanging it anywhere.
Yep.
New honeydew list holder. No, thank you.
Uh-huh.
That was a cute idea, though.
Yeah. You know, I think I talk like this the rest of the show because nobody lists them but Benny here. Benny, you and me, we talk like this. Come on, Benny. Benny.
He's not going to talk to you.
Hey, I need someone to call the show. Hey, like 847-475-5090 because we got the guys here to talk to you.
Okay.
Will brought pastries.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me?
Yeah, there's...
There's pastries here?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta go.
It's time for another break. And
yes, it is. Goodbye.
So we're just taking phone calls today. We're talking topics, and Robbie's got a waterproofing, top 10 waterproofing thing over.
No, it's top 10.
Oh, she got a thing.
Expensive home repairs.
Oh, top 10 repairs.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
so stay tuned.
Water was the first one.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Okay.
It's good.
We got more?
9.
Okay. We'll see how fast we get through them. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.